Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Doctors want to learn more about the ways that veterans are affected by exposure to toxic burn pits. A long-term study is tracking this information through monitors that subjects wear on their fingers. And the machines leverage artificial intelligence to collect health data over several years. Researchers also hope to develop new tests and new treatments. Desiree DiOrio of the American Homefront Project reports.
During the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the military used open-air burn pits to get rid of garbage. Plastics, metal, even biohazardous waste were doused in jet fuel and set on fire. Millions of service members inhaled the noxious fumes, including Chad Lennon. Today, he's a major in the Marine Corps Reserves. But for 7 months in 2010, he served in Afghanistan, where he says he often slept near the black plumes of smoke rising from the pit.
You name it, it was in there. Electronics, paper, wag bags, which are the bags everyone pees and poops in. I wouldn't even be surprised if there was body parts thrown in there.
Sitting in his doctor's office on Long Island, New York, Lennon says he began to notice odd symptoms, like shortness of breath and tightness in his chest, that the lifelong runner hadn't experienced before, and it got progressively worse.
I'd get sick for 3 months straight, essentially. It would start around September from a cold, to a sinus infection, to the flu, to bronchitis, and just constant. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on.
Lennon and other veterans are enrolled in a new long-term study to remotely collect real-time data on their health, like heart rate and EKGs, and to create new screening tools for veterans who get health care from private doctors instead of the VA.
And you, the way you charge it, you just plug in the USB port.
Dr. Anthony Sema is the pulmonologist leading the study through Northwell Health, one of the largest health systems in New York.
Now technology allows us to remotely monitor patients. And what that means is we can stick a ring in somebody's finger, it goes to their phone, the veteran can look at their oxygen saturation and heart rate because it's a continuous pulse oximeter.
If the ring detects, for example, symptoms of a panic attack, Sema says the app will alert the veteran and prompt them to fill out a specialized survey on the real-world stimuli the veteran is experiencing.
And this is actually big data or artificial intelligence, because if we're taking readings every 5 seconds for the next 2 years, that's a lot of information.
Sema says he hopes the real-time monitoring and standardized screening questionnaires will help define what veterans often report as vague, hard-to-explain symptoms.
They'll say, I just don't feel right, and all the breathing tests are normal, and the chest x-ray, CAT scan is normal.
The results of the study over time will add to a growing body of research about the impacts of toxic exposure from burn pits and could also lead to new diagnostic tools for lung diseases. Just like the herbicide Agent Orange caused a slew of health problems for Vietnam War veterans, Sema says diseases from burn pit exposure will continue to plague the veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Because this was such a long war, longer than World War II in Vietnam, and there's many more people, that it's going to affect a larger portion of veterans, and the exposure was so long.
Lennon, the Marine reservist, says he's participating in the study now because he's worried about his future and he wants to be proactive.
So I'm trying to do whatever I can. I know my wife's concerned, and especially with the guys I served with who are young, dying of cancer, and you just hear this all the time.
In 2022, the PACT Act became law, making it easier for veterans who became sick from burn pit exposure to get health and disability benefits from the VA. About 3.5 million veterans could be eligible, and doctors like Anthony Sema are still investigating what long-term effects might be in store for this latest cohort of warfighters. For Here and Now, I'm Desiree DiOrio.